Before we jump into this episode, we wanted to remind you that we swear a lot as we go through this and that we'll be talking about different subjects that may be triggering to some listeners, such as domestic violence, sexual assault, covert control, sex, and overall R-rated material. We won't be talking in depth about most of these things in each episode, and if we are, we will give you a trigger warning before we delve into something too deep. But we wanted to start each episode with saying, look after your own mental health, and if it's not worth it today, don't listen to the episode. Do you know that I fully thought it was Thursday, and it's only Wednesday? I still have a meeting at 9, but I have an additional day in my week. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I get so confused when you're like, do you know, I thought it was like Thursday, but it's only Wednesday. And here, it's only Tuesday. So I'm like, it's not Wednesday, it's Tuesday.
Thank you so much for listening. If you are enjoying this podcast so far, please like and subscribe. And think about leaving us a 5-star review. It really helps with the algorithm and it is so much appreciated.
And if you want to connect with us, we're on TikTok.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. It's silenced at 21.
Yep. So silenced at 21. So it's at the at symbol and then silenced AT 21, the numerals.
Yes.
So check us out there.
Okay, here I am, ready.
Oh, perfect.
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 Perfect. What are we talking about today?
The porn addiction. And I'll add on the stuff I have on that because we have two a little bit different stories.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
When I first started dating Dick, I always laugh because it's such a different time. So back in the day, you would buy porn DVDs before there was porn available on the internet, but not like it is today. So
you're talking about like 2009, yeah?
I guess before that, because he already owned all of these and I'm guessing he didn't buy them all the week before, you know?
Yeah.
So,
of course.
So like, early 2000s, he has this really, really lovely, you know, if you were the person in who was collecting porn, you know, it's a pretty good collection. He had a very nice collection of porn, I guess.
Okay, and let's compare though. Like, have you seen How I Met Your Mother?
I have, but I don't remember that.
Like Barney Stinson's porn collection?
I don't remember.
It's like a full, like, case.
He had the full, so he had a tall boy in his bedroom, you know, one of those big, and the top drawer had like undies and socks, and the next two drawers both were just all porn. Yeah, so he was living in a share house, and he made it this thing because we just started dating, like, oh, I used to watch a lot of porn, but now I don't need that anymore because of you, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he's like making this show of like throwing this all out almost, you know what I mean? Like he's, you know, his housemates are like, oh, are you getting rid of that? And he's like, yeah, you can have it. Like this display of like, I have you, I don't need this anymore. And I mean, now that I think back on it, there was probably like, it was the internet, we were watching YouTube and stuff all the time. Like he could have gone and I'm sure that they were streaming, like it wasn't as though he was losing all of his porn because the internet was around, but it felt at the time like a big, it's so strange looking back because I'm like, yeah, well, you weren't getting rid of porn because you had heaps of porn still readily available at any moment. But anyway, so he gave all of this away and he had always a porn addiction. And so when we like flash forward a couple of months and we, you know, I would, he had all of these hard drives, so computer storage wasn't huge then either, and so you'd have a lot of external hard drives.
Can I just add on something here before you go into like the hard drives? Yeah. Because when I was with him, he used to always talk about his DVD collection and his back when it was like Blu-rays. He's like, oh, I had like pristine condition still in the plastic. Like I had this massive collection and, you know, I just never got it back from my ex when I moved from America.
We sold
I'm wondering in the back of my head, like when he was talking about like his collection and how massive it was, I'm just wondering if he like in the back of his head was like mostly it was porn, but whatever.
No, we did have a huge DVD and Blu-ray collection. It took up a whole wall of our house in shelving.
Yeah.
But we sold it all. It doesn't exist anymore. For him to be like, I didn't get it back off my ex. You sold them all for a dollar each when we were leaving Australia. You idiot.
Oh, my God. He was like, they were worth so much money, like crazy amounts. And I was like, who wants DVD nowadays?
Worth like, you by the way, they
something special.
They were definitely open. I love how it's like none of them were even open, pristine condition. Like
always talking about his collection of shoes and DVDs and Blu-rays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so he had all of these hard drives, and I remember plugging one in one day, and I sort of knew that they would be porn, right? Like I would go to bed before him. The sex had stopped because that stopped very early on. And he would, you know, I'm not dumb, right? And so anyway, I plugged one in one day and it was like full, like a terabyte just of porn. And I was like, what the, like who's storing this much porn? Like it's like you watch it and then next time you're not going to watch the same video, right? Like you like might search. Like I just think about like Pornhub, right? Like it's like YouTube, like you can have whatever you want, whenever you like. Who's storing this on a hard drive?
And he was storing it, even though he could have just gone on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so much. And I remember asking my older brother, you know, do you watch porn? And like, not in like a gross way, but I was just like, hey, I think this is pretty regular for guys, you know? And he was like, yeah, I think most guys do. So I was like, do you have a collection? And he was like, what? And I was like, I don't know. Dick has like this collection on a hard drive. And he was like, you should put a sticker on it and write Dick's loser porn hard drive the next time he goes to club. Like, he was laughing. He was like, what do you mean? Like, a whole hard drive of porn. So he so porn, always porn. And I know he's watching porn every night. And so we flash forward to we're living in Norway. And every night I know he's watching porn, I go to sleep. Sometimes I'd wake up in the middle of the night and come out and catch him like jacking off to porn. And he'd be like, what? Like, it was like one of those like gaslighting moments where he'd be like, what are you, like he'd be like angry at me for waking up.
Yeah, your fault.
Was happening. Yeah. And he'd be like, don't, like you couldn't even ask like what we, like it was, I walked in on you jacking off, like we all know what's happening here. But he would be like, I don't know, he would like yell at me quickly and then like he'd like be like, oh baby, oh you couldn't sleep, you know, like be sweet. I don't know, just trying to
play it off everything. Like, okay, just imagine like if you walk in on your boyfriend now watching porn jerking off, he'd be like, hey, you want to join? Like like you're talking about a setting where he's like jerking off and it feels like you're his mum catching him.
Yes,
you know
what it felt like.
To me, I feel a little bit awkward, like, listening to this. I feel like, why is he acting so weird?
Yeah. And then, okay, so then I started to, like, I would, like, look on his computer and on the hard drives and sort of, I wanted to sort of see what he was watching. Okay, so I remember this one night I caught him jacking off, so I knew he had been watching, right? Because you convince yourself that, like, oh, maybe he's just watching movies the other nights, you know. And so I had caught him. So in the morning I got the computer and I was looking, and what I had found was all of this. He had a hard drive with his computer. And so I checked that hard drive. It's a new hard drive of porn. And the only sort of porn that it had on it was trans porn. So it was this one trans porn star, I guess, and who hadn't yet had bottom surgery and was very well endowed downstairs. And that trans porn star and a cis male porn star, the whole hard drive was filled with sex between those two people. And I was like not really understanding, because you have to remember that he's not having sex with me. I feel like, you know, I'm working out twice a day. I'm trying to like be everything that he needs. Please pay attention to me. Please give me some physical affection. You know, like I'm like yearning for this, begging for this. And then I find this and I think, oh my God, like there's just nothing you can even, like I can't grow a dick, right?
No.
So,
well, there's always strap-ons.
But that is true. I don't think he would have let me fuck it. I don't think he
But yeah, but it depends. Like, it depends what he's into. Like, is it a strap-on? Or is it that he wants a dude? Or does he want... I don't know. Like, it's very hard. Like, I have no idea what he's into.
No.
Other than...
No idea what he's
into. Blowjobs and anal. That's the only thing I know.
But he... I remember being like, I don't know what this means, right? And then,
did you ever think, I'm sorry, did you ever think, like, because before you caught him with this whole porn collection, you weren't having sex? Like, no. That had already stopped ages ago.
Ages ago, yeah.
So were you ever thinking, like, maybe he's, like, is it called asexual? Like, when you're not really...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wondered about that, except that he's jacking off every night. Like, I would say.
But did you know, or didn't, or did you find out when you caught him that first time?
Oh,
or
did you already know? Did I think before that he might be asexual? Mm, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I thought he might be gay.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was asexual because he was so sexual in the beginning.
Yeah.
I thought I wasn't what he wanted. But
me too.
I didn't think he... I definitely thought he had a sexual drive.
Yeah. Because with me, he was a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more, I don't even know, like, violent.
Yes.
With me, sexually, he was more abusive than what he was with you.
Yes.
But I was still sometimes thinking that I'm not what he wants. And... that maybe he was gay, or maybe he just wanted more violent sex, or I don't know. Like, I had
a you weren't lot giving. Of thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think too much about it, apart from that I knew I wasn't what he wanted.
Yeah.
And I was trying very hard to fix that.
Yeah.
And then a couple of months later, I come across another hard drive. And it's not as though as checking these hard drives every day, okay? Like, you just, like, occasionally be like, let's check it, right? So, like, it's like, all right. So a couple of months later, I checked this other hard drive. And I found a couple of different folders in there. The first folder was filled with all pictures of his ex, who, by the way, if your name is Maria and you dated him before me, we want to talk to you because we have suspicions. It was very, well, so Maria in Australia, and you know, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, he if it's you, you'll know we're talking about you, I think.
Yes, I think you'll know. But he had pictures and pictures and pictures of her. And it was like all of her recent pictures too. I don't think we've spoken about it.
No, we haven't spoken. This is news to me. I know about the pictures, but I didn't know. We never got into that conversation. That's my next question. Were they like recent?
Yes.
And what kind of pictures?
Regular pictures. That you like, they were like her Facebook. It was as though he had gone.
Not sexual pictures.
No. It was as though he'd gone to her Facebook and just taken all the pictures from there.
Stalking her, basically.
That, or maybe setting up a profile using them.
Well, that.
Yeah. I don't know. I found it very strange that he had all of these pictures and recent pictures of his ex. And then the other folder on there was filled with all of these pictures of this guy, this hot guy, like muscly guy, like again, just regular pictures. And I was like, but you know, some of them were shirtless and it was like lots and lots of pictures of this guy. And I thought,
oh my God, I just had an idea, like having her pictures and then this guy. Do you think he was catfishing her?
Oh my God, I never even thought about that.
No, that just was like, we already know that he's catfishing people, and we're going to get into that now.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, it popped into my head, like maybe he was catfishing her.
Oh my God, I never even thought
to see that. Maybe to see would she say something about my past relationship? What if, okay, think
or
about
just
what
to
if
have
he was
some
like
sort of control over, like I could see him just doing it for sexual gratification.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah. It came up on my phone a while back that he was on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though I've blocked him everywhere, I still have his number and stuff like that. So it came up that he was like active on Snapchat again.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I had this like random add me.
Ooh.
On Snapchat. But it's like a random different name. And it's, and I deny it. I never accept anyone that I don't know.
Yeah.
And after my relationship with Dick, like all my accounts are private.
Yeah.
Because I blocked him from everywhere and I didn't
want
him to be able to.
I was private for a really long time. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want him to be able to like follow me on Instagram. I deleted him and I blocked him everywhere and I made everything private so that if he wanted to see anything of me, then he needed to like try to follow me and I would have to approve.
Yeah.
And I still have everything on private, but on Snapchat, it's the same person. So it's like the same first name, but a different last name. And the spelling of the name is a little bit different every time, but it's like the same name, but it's always like a girl.
Huh, how weird.
I've never accepted, but yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. We're all just speculating and everything.
You know, that's very interesting. I had not considered that. But he then I, you know, it's all these pictures and the guy's like shirtless and he's very good looking. And I just thought, what the fuck? Like, it didn't even make any sense to me. I was like, is he gay? Like, what's happening? Why does he have pictures of these pics? And so I believe I remember confronting him about the pictures of his ex, just asking. And I didn't mention the pictures of the guy. And he was like, I haven't even used that hard drive and I don't know. Like, they are old. Like, he gaslit me into believing.
It was old
somehow,
pictures?
Yeah, it was an old hard drive with old pictures, which doesn't even make sense because why would he have it across the world with me a decade later like that? You would have never moved that hard drive from Australia. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it would have never made the trip with us to America, to Poland, and then to Norway for you to have this.
Yeah.
Oh, this old hard drive. I didn't even know I had it. Like, and it was recent.
You've moved
pictures.
Enough times.
Yeah. And it was recent pictures. But he told me I had to accept the story that this is an old hard drive and they were old photos of her and he doesn't even know. And Okay, so that happened. And then a little while goes on, and then I open his computer one day, and it's logged into Facebook. And there's this little app on the side. It was not logged in under his Facebook. There's this little app along the side. You know when Facebook used to have, like, the games and the different extra stuff, right? So it's like, I don't even know what it is. It's called Social Central. Okay. And so I click on it, and it's sort of like an internet dating type thing. And it's this guy. The picture's from the hard drive. Like, he's created a profile as this Brazilian guy. And the story is the same, like the backstory, because he has a profile, right? Is that he was from Brazil, not Poland. But then he moved to Australia when he was 13, and, you know, same story, just that he's Brazilian. And
was it a different name?
Yes, I don't remember what name it was.
Yeah, but it was a different name. And a different picture, but it was his story, his, like, life story.
Sort of, but different.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I started to, like, open up the conversations and read through them, and they were, like, 5-year-long relationships with some of the girls. There were multiple relationships, and I was scrolling through them one at a time. I had the whole day he was at work. And some of them he told, like, you know, I have a girlfriend, right? Or, like, I've had a girlfriend for 4 years. And, oh, I know about her, and blah, blah, blah. Like, these sort of online relationships. And some of them, like, obviously he was being a catfish, so these girls he never met up with in person. But he would, like, tease it. Like, I saw conversations with some of them where, oh, we're going to Poland next weekend, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I remember this one conversation with this one girl, and she was in Europe somewhere, I don't remember where, and he was like, oh, cool, yeah, we're going to Poland. Oh, I'm going to Poland next weekend, maybe we should catch up. And I remember her response is just like, you know, that's like a 5-hour flight, right, you idiot? Like, she was just like, it's not close.
Oh my god.
I just remember that, but I remember scrolling through, and they were real. There were some where he was just flirting, and then there were some where there were, like, real relationships. And there was this one girl who was not pretty and very overweight, and he was sort of like in, like, a friendship relationship. She knew all about me, and it was like an abusive sort of relationship, but, like, you know, he would, like, say things. It wasn't as though she was his girlfriend, right? Because he would, like, send her photos of girls. And he sent her this picture of this girl. This picture I had found on a hard drive earlier. It was, like, this girl bending over, like, spreading her ass open. You could see her asshole had, like, a tattoo around it.
Yeah.
And you couldn't really make out what it said. But he sent this picture to this girl who was, like, this platonic girl he was using as an energy stream, I guess. And he was like, oh, look what this bitch did for me yesterday. She tattooed my name on her asshole. And, like, he was just like, he would say stuff to this girl to be like, look, like these whores or whatever. And, like, it's not as though he would ever, like, it was like to show off to her about how cool. It was so strange.
So it just popped into my head. I remember I always had this feeling when I was with him, like, talking about other girls. He would talk about all other girls, like, whores.
Whores.
To him, like, everybody was a whore. And being that I'm Norwegian and we lived in Norway, it was like all Norwegian girls are just fucking whores.
Yes.
First date, anal, whatnot.
Yeah.
They love it. It's crazy. I never thought I'd end up with a Norwegian girl because
that's what he said.
All Norwegians are just
all Australians
sluts.
Are whores. I never thought I'd end up in Australia.
Yeah. That's the thing with this whole, like, me and you, it's like everything is the same. Like, to me, who would be like, all Norwegians are robots, like, they don't have emotions, they just drink, blah 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 blah, and he would do the same to you, but then he would be like, all Australians are this and that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Ugh,
it's so okay, bad. But
so he's catfishing. You're sitting at home. He's at work. And yeah, you're reading through all these messages.
Yeah, and I'm realizing that he's been doing this for ages. And I'm like fully going into detail, right? Like I'm spiraling. So I'm looking at the times and dates and stuff. And I'm like, okay, so when we were in Poland, in the family house with his entire family, when I would go to sleep, he would go downstairs and chat with these girls for hours. I can see it. I know that this week we were in Poland, and I can see he was online from 1 a.m. until 8 a.m. Well, he's not playing video games. He's doing this catfishing thing. He's pretending that he's playing video games to me, and he's getting online and catfishing these girls all night.
Wow.
So it was.
Well, I'm sure he spent a little bit of time on porn as well. Can't be only catfishing.
Need a break sometimes, you know?
Need a little break.
A little mental 15 minute.
15 minute? Wow. You give him a lot of credit.
But,
I don't think he needs more than
five. No, he doesn't.
Max, maybe two.
I set up a profile so that I could sort of check and sort of, I wanted to sort of see, right? So I made this profile. I didn't even try. Like, it was so obviously fake. I think I had two photos, no bio, no friends. Like, it was like a whip together so quickly, right? But it was like this obviously fake girl who had this huge ass, right? Like, this was not her profile. I had two photos that I'd like Googled huge ass, right? So when I set up this profile and I added him, and he's so dumb that he added me back. And then I started, I haven't told you this, for a little bit, I would just sort of troll him on there. Like, he was bad at the catfishing thing too, right? Like, that the photos were like not of the same guy, right? Like they'd be like, it was a muscly guy with tribal tattoos, but he had a couple of different guys mixed in there. And he was like, I commented once on one of his profile pictures because it was like just the body, not the head. So it was like a different guy. And the tribal tattoo was like on the other arm and he had an additional tattoo. And I was like, oh, I thought it was on your left arm and you had a cross below it. I commented on the photo and he deleted the comment and deleted me. That's when he was like, I think, I don't even know if he knew it was me, but I was like, oh, like I remember being like, isn't your tattoo on your left arm? And what happened to the cross or like tattoo or whatever it was?
But what is he going to do? Like, how can he confront you with that?
Right. Yes, exactly. You
know? It's better to just delete you and shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but did you ever confront him after this day?
Yes, and I broke up with him over it.
Okay. Well, talking about that, we're going to get into a different subject, but we've said a little bit about the porn and we said a little bit about the catfishing, so we might as well get into it, no?
Yeah. So,
okay.
This was going on for a while where I was just monitoring. And so I tried to not spend any time away from him. It was a way of controlling me even further because I knew if he was alone, he would be doing this. And I didn't want him to be doing this, so I wouldn't leave, right? Or even, I'm telling you, Naomi, if I had a shower, he would log on. Like,
yeah.
I could not leave him alone or he would go online. And so, and as the catfish, not just like jumping online, he was fully addicted to being this person and chatting to these girls. And so I it was driving me nuts, right? Like I couldn't even go have a shower, or you feel like the person who you're begging to pay attention to you is like chatting to other girls. And so I remember once I was going like to meet, sorry, my dishwasher just turning off. I was going to meet someone at Oslo City for coffee, and I logged on to see, you know, I'd just gotten on the bus and gotten there, and I logged on once I got there because I was waiting for my friend, and I saw that he was online, and I was like devastated, right? And we're like walking around shopping or whatever, but I'm like not myself.
Yeah.
And I went home, and he was being really mean to me. He was like edging on a fight, right? And I was not wanting to fight, and he was pushing for it. And so I think I just turned around and I was like, what the fuck is Social Central?
Yeah.
And he was like, what? And I was like, what is it? He's like, I don't know what Social Central is. Like, was full just like, what are you talking about? And I was like, open your computer. And I said to him, like, he's like, what? And I was like, I just logged in on your computer. Like, I opened your computer and it was logged in. And it was logged in on this. And first he tried to tell me, like, it wasn't. Right? No, it was like, no, yeah. You don't understand. Like, I've been watching it for months. Right? Like, I know that you're doing this. And he said to me, no. He came up, like, obviously it was overtime. Like, so the excuses are changing as the fight's going. So first he was like, just like, absolutely not. And then he said it was like a group of guys in Australia had set up this thing where you could go talk to girls and like anyone could log in. It was just sort of like this porn thing. And so he thought, oh, I'll check it out. And I was like, but your backstory matches. Like, you were chatting with these girls for years. It's not as though you jumped into a random profile and were talking to these girls for one night. Like,
mm-hmm.
You moved to Australia when you were 30. Like, the backstory is the same. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
And he convinced me no about that. I'm trying to think of some other excuses. I was like, you have the whole hard drive. Like, it can't just be. And the story that he would not move from, which was his final story, was that it was an online community of guys in Australia, and that, he logged in a couple of times. But it was like this group thing, like, that he had come across online. Which it doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
And so, anyway, we're, like, at this point, and I'm, like, not believing this. And he went and grabbed something out of, like, his shoe in the cupboard, and he was like, oh, if you were such a good fucking investigator, you would have found this. And threw an engagement ring at me that his mum had bought for me a year previously. He hadn't presented to me yet. I don't think he had any intentions of doing so soon. But yeah.
Did he tell you that his mum bought it for you?
I don't think that night, but yes, I knew that.
Yeah.
He made it seem as though it felt more special that way.
Yeah.
That it was the full family acceptance, and that this was a family, you know, investment for me, and think, you know, that's how it made it feel, as though it was more special than if he was to buy me the ring.
Yeah, I got a ring from him when he came back from Australia. When he came back, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
But we were never engaged. It was not, I think it
not was an engagement meant, ring.
I think be? It was meant.
He was going to see how you reacted.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, by the way, my mom bought this for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, from your mom? He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay, that's nice. He's like, yeah, it's like, it's been in the family for a while and something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, but. And then I asked him, I was like, is it from you or is it from your mum? He's like, what do you mean? I was like, are you trying to say that this is an engagement ring or something? Because we're not together. And because I think because I said it in that way, he's like, oh, no. I was like, oh, it's just a ring from your mom, you know? He's like, yeah. She loves you so much and she thinks you're so sweet. So she just gave this to give to you. It's a nothing ring. It's nothing. You don't worry about that. Like, not. I'm like, okay, well, tell your mom thank you. And like, if I speak to her or see her, then obviously, of course, I'm going to tell her thank you myself. But that's very sweet of her. That's very nice of her. But I'm not. If it's an engagement ring, I'm not taking it. He's like, no, it's not. It's from my mum. Like, do you think I'd give you a ring that my mum bought for engagement ring? I was like, right now, I'm not even thinking about engagement rings because we're not together. We're not a couple. Like, there's no reason to think about that. He's like, yeah, that's true. No, don't worry about it. And then when he left the second time, I tried to give it because I had gotten some earrings from his mom as well. We'll get into that conversation a little bit later. But I had gotten earrings and this ring, and he had given me some other earrings that was a gift to him from his mom, but he was done with earrings, so he didn't want them anymore. And it was like white gold and whatever. And I had all that. And then the earrings that I gotten, I didn't know if they were like old, like from his grandma or anything like that, or if they were bought. And the whole ring, he had explained it in a way that it was like a family heirloom or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a gold ring with like tiny diamonds on it. And it was a pretty ring, but I don't use gold, and he knows that I don't use gold.
Right.
But when he left, or when he was about to leave the second time, I asked him, I was like, well, do you want this? He's like, no, it's yours. I was like, well, you told me that it's like, it's from your mom and she wanted me to have it, but it's like a family heirloom, and it's not nice for me to keep it because we're not together, and I think you know by now that we're never going to be together ever again. So if it's something that your mom got from her mom or her grandma or something like that, then I don't want to keep it because I don't use gold. I'm not going to use it. And
this,
when it comes to it, like, this doesn't mean anything to me. Right. But I want your mom to have it. Something to her. He's like, nope. She gave it to you. It's yours. I was like, well, I'm just letting you know. You realize that if I keep it, most likely it will be sold. I won't save this for years. This doesn't hold any sentimental value to me. He's like, yeah, you do whatever you want. Of course you're going to sell it because you're such a stupid slut, blah, 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 blah. You know, all the slurs.
Yeah.
That he could say. And I'm like, there's no point of name calling and whatever. I'm being honest and I'm giving it to you. And you don't want it, and I'm just letting you know. And he's like, no, I don't want it back. And then I put it in the living room or on the desk somewhere, and I put them all together. And I was like, it's still a couple of weeks until you leave, because I was home for a tiny bit, but I was barely home at this time. So I would like swing by to pick up stuff. Anyway, so I put it like out for him, and I was like, it's here. I'm going to leave it here. And if you want to take it, you take it. And if you don't, you don't. It's fine by me, but it's here. It's there for you to take. And whatever you do, I won't be angry. I won't be upset. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't take it, I'll deal with it. But if you take it, that's fine too. But it's up to you. So I left it out. I was being, I think, very nice to him with the whole, like, at least, and I told him, like, at least ask your mum if she wants it back. Like, I wish I could have asked her myself, but I didn't have a phone number. I didn't have her Skype. Yeah. I didn't have anything. He always told me that she doesn't have Facebook or anything like that. She's too old for it. I don't even know if
that's true. That is true.
Yeah.
She can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't have any contact information on her. No email, no nothing.
Yeah.
There's no way. Well, now I know her address and stuff like that, because sometimes I can be a little bit of a stalker. I was trying to find it because of court.
Yeah.
But yeah. But back then I had no way of contacting her. So I told him, like, please ask your mum. Please ask her if she wants it back. And if she wants it back, then you bring it back for her. He's like, yeah, yeah, whatever. And he didn't bring it. So I sold it.
Yeah.
Do you have more to add on to the whole engagement ring story of yours? Or do you want to talk about?
I think just that wasn't the moment that I got engaged. I had messaged my friend while, like, mid-fight when Hannah had said that I'd broken up with Dick and was planning on going to her house. And then I texted her again saying, never mind, he has an engagement ring, but it didn't get proposed. It was like a big fuck you to me. And I think she was like, what is going on? Like,
yeah.
And I don't remember, I'd have to look. But he then hid away the ring, and then it was held over my head for so long. Then
because he took, like, the ring back?
Mm-hmm, yep. He said,
if and you, hid and then, it?
Yep. Because then he said, if you were such a good investigator, you would have found this. And then I was like, oh my God, like, you know. And then he was like, you don't fucking deserve it now, though. You know, you going through all my shit. You don't trust me. You think I'm ready to give you this now? Like, I can't trust you at all. Like, it was all back on me. And so then for the next year or so, it was like, if we would go on a weekend somewhere, he would play it up. Like, let's go to Paris for the weekend. Or, you know, like, and he would make me think he was going to propose. Like, let's do this, yeah, and then just go up to the Eiffel Tower and just enjoy the views, or, like, whatever it was. And we would get up there and, like, he would pick a fight or whatever. Or I would be like, is he going to propose? And he never did. He would, like, pick fights instead. And it was, like, this big thing of, like, when he was being an asshole while we were, like, say we went away for a weekend and he's being so mean, but you don't want to be mean because he could be proposing. So mm-hmm. You're even more on your best behavior because you want him to propose. And he would say things like, for example, that Paris trip, like, he was going to propose, but then it didn't feel right. So I was also in this thing of, like, he wants to propose to me, but if I don't, like, I've got to make it so that he will, right? So I have to behave perfectly so that he will want to give me this ring, because maybe he has it with us here in Rome, for example, but if we're fighting, he's not going to propose. So don't argue with him. You know what I mean?
Did where you ever he never... go looking for it?
Yeah, I always sort of knew where it was.
So when you went to Paris, did you know if he had it with him or not?
No, that I would purposefully, like, I think it would have fucked with my head even more if I knew at those points. But when we would get home and stuff, I don't know. I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was held over for a very, very long time. And then actually I did never get engaged. The way that I got engaged was that we were fighting about which country we should move to next. And I was saying, like, this isn't girlfriend stuff. Like, you know, I looked after your mum and your aunt when they were in Norway. And I, you know, I'm like, this is like the fifth country I'll move to for you. And this isn't girlfriend stuff. This is wife stuff. And he was like, oh, you want to get married? And I was like, well, yeah, because I'd wanted to for years, right, or thought so. And he was like, I've told this story, but he was like, well, we'll go to Vegas tomorrow and get married. And then once we had, I just wore, like, a whatever ring while we were there. And once we got back to Poland, then he dug out the engagement ring and I was finally allowed to wear it now that we were married.
Did his family in Poland know that you were married?
When we got back, we told them, and they were all very excited for me.
It was never mentioned to me.
Yeah, that is wild, because they had photos of our wedding up in all of their homes and everything.
They did?
Yeah.
It was never, ever.
Yeah, that's so insane.
It was never, you were never talked about. It was never, like, you know, his ex-wife or your ex-wife. They might have said it in Polish, but I wouldn't know. But yeah, it was never told to me. Like, should I get into the story of how I found out that he was married?
Silenced the Podcast is co-hosted by Caitlin and Naomi. Join us for weekly visits into the spiral that was.
You know what's annoying? Like, Dad's always like, even when I made that TikTok, he's like, oh, be careful about defamation. Or like, he's like, oh, don't really talk about that stuff. Where it's like, why shouldn't I, like, this happened to me. Like, I should be able to talk about it and I shouldn't feel like I don't, like, okay. Like, when I called him and I was telling him all about it, and I was like, it was so hard what we went through. And, you know, I was saying to my mom, like, I forgot a lot of it. And she was like, good. Like, just like, why aren't I allowed to be like, hey, this is really shit. And they're like, oh my God, tell me about it. You know what I mean? I just feel like if I'm like, I made a pot, you do.
No, I know what you mean. It's hard.